The Canadian government has agreed to pay some $31 billion to compensate Indigenous families whose children were removed from their families by Canada's child welfare system. More than 100,000 children were taken from their parents over three decades, starting in the early 90s. Here's Mark Miller, Canada's Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations.
This is the largest settlement in Canadian history, but no amount of money can reverse the harms experienced by First Nations children. However, historic injustices require historic reparations.
One person who has been working toward the settlement is Cindy Woodhouse. She is Manitoba Chief at the Assembly of First Nations, the largest Indigenous organization in Canada. And she joins us now from Manitoba. Chief Woodhouse, welcome.
Thank you.
Can you start by telling us about the problem? More than 115,000 Indigenous children removed from their homes and put into Canada's child welfare system. What was the underlying reason the government gave for this policy?
You know, I just think that there's been a history of colonialism dating back from, you know, we had something called the residential schools, Indian day schools, and now, unfortunately, we're dealing with a child welfare system that's discriminatory against First Nations people in our country. And I'm really glad that we've reached a settlement and that we're working towards number one, compensating those children and their families that have been affected by the system. And number two, long-term reform, meaning we have to reform this broken system in our country.
Now, our program Here and Now has been reporting on Canada's history of forcefully removing Indigenous children from their families, a century of placing them in so-called boarding schools where many died and where they were forced to give up almost every aspect of Indigenous culture.
Yeah.
Canada's Truth and Reconciliation Commission has called this cultural genocide. So are these the deeper roots of what you've seen since the 90s?
Oh, absolutely. We have to heal as Canadians. We really have to look at our history and to ensure that this doesn't happen to another child. And thankfully, come April 1st, some of those changes will include, kids won't age out at 18. Imagine yourself at 18 years old. You're in this home. They're not your family, and then you're kicked out the door at 18. Where do you go and what do you do? Well, most likely you're going to end up homeless because you wouldn't know what community you're from maybe or who your people are or where to go. So right away, they're going to change that system from age 18 to 25. And then there will be some money for prevention services to First Nations kids. You know, maybe a social worker goes into a home and there's an inadequate house. There'll be preventative measures now to make sure that those things get done and get fixed and that we can keep families together rather than taking them away because of poverty.
And you've been quoted as saying, this wasn't and isn't about parenting. This is, in fact, about poverty. Have you seen this family separation up close yourself?
Absolutely. One of my cousins, you know, he's a grown man now and he's trying his best to be a dad now. He's got two little girls. He said he remembers he was about 7 years old. And he was in school that day and they took him. I don't know what happened. Maybe they went into the house and maybe there was no food. And I don't know what the circumstance was, but his mom was always kind and loving to him. And they took him and he ended up in so many different foster homes. I think it was like 28 homes he had counted. They would just move him
and move him.
Some of them were good and some of them were really bad. And he knew his family already by then. He knew what community he came from. You know, to this day, like, he tries his best to be a dad, but I see the brokenness in him sometimes, and he shouldn't have experienced that. I know another girl, her mom had passed away. They didn't even tell her dad that he could raise his daughter, and he didn't have access to his girl. And all these years he looked, and finally they'd found each other in her late 20s, and the language barriers now are so far apart that did damage on the father and on the daughter.
Yeah.
There's too many stories to tell. Like, we could be here all day, and it wears on you sometimes.
Now, we're reading some pretty disturbing figures, you know, that more than half of kids in foster care are Indigenous, even though they make up something like 7-8% of the population. Half of this settlement, it's a large settlement, is supposed to go toward fixing the system. Can the system be fixed?
Yes. It's going to take time. It's going to take commitment. You know, it has to be First Nation led, First Nation driven. You know, we've never been given a chance to even try to change the system to incorporate First Nations views and First Nations worldviews of raising our children. It's always been stripped from us.
Now, our program has spoken to Chief Roseanne Archibald, and she told us she has optimism for the future, that a more equitable system can eventually be put into place, but that it will take hard work. Do you share that hope?
Absolutely. I share that hope with the National Chief. I think that we have so many people that are working really hard every day to try and restore families. And the hope in my cousin that had went through the system is that he's raising his girls now and that they won't have to face that same system. And I'm so proud of him for that. You know, there's going to be a lot of broken people, but I am optimistic as well that with the changes that can be made and with lots of hard work that we can see success and success stories. And I'm really looking forward to working hard to ensure that, you know, First Nations have the tools to be able to take control and do that within their communities.
That is Manitoba Regional Chief Cindy Woodhouse on Canada's historical settlement to the families of Indigenous children removed by the country's child welfare system. Chief Woodhouse, thank you for the time.
Thank you. Take care.